Say, it's Bob Crosby. The Bob Crosby Show, rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies, with the Bobcats, the Pied Pipers, Bob's special guest, and Les Tremaine. And here with the Bobcats and the Pied Pipers is Bob Crosby.
Solid, huh? That's rocking them all the way up to Eagle Field. Well, that's the way the old Bobcats take off.
Bob, that sounded like the uptown branch of Spike Jones.
But then you don't appreciate good music, that's why.
Oh, on the contrary, Bob, I agree with James Thompson that the wine of love is music and the feast of love is song.
Well?
I'm still sober and hungry.
Well, here's a quarter for a bucket of canned heat. The Paramount starlet, Miss Mimi Chandler. Step on out here, Mimi, and curtsy cutely for the customers, huh? Well, what do you say, Mimi?
My, my.
You Southern Belles certainly bring out the beast, I mean the best in men.
Oh, there's something cozy and comfy about the South.
Something what?
Comfy and cozy.
Comfy and cozy.
I hear that in some sections they still say sparking instead of naked.
That's right.
And, of course, I'm told the Kentucky scenery is really beautiful.
It really is. There are wonderful places like Colossal Cavern and Mammoth Cave.
Oh, we got the same things here in California.
I'd like to see California's Mammoth Cave.
Open your mouth, Bob.
I'll open my mouth. Let me tell you this, Tremaine. I happen to be with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and I'm considered one of the best lovers in the movies.
By whom?
Every girl who's ever gone to movies with me.
Here's where we go to a movie with him right now, Mimi.
Slide, please, Professor Levere. Turkey Tom. A garden that never knew sunshine once sheltered a beautiful rose.
Roses are lovely, aren't they, Mr. Tremaine? So suitable for any occasion.
Not any occasion, Miss Chandler. For evening, you wear orchids. For afternoons, you wear gardenias. For weddings, you wear lilies of the valley.
And what would I wear for a morning bicycle ride?
Early bloomers.
In the shadows it grew without sunlight or dew, as a child of the city grows.
I'm glad I was not a city child. In the city, there is no quiet outside, no peaceful meadows. Outside, there is no garden.
No, but inside, there is plumbing.
A butterfly flew to the garden from out of the blue sky above.
What a delightful surprise. After yesterday's rain, to find the blue sky above.
Where else would it be?
The heart of the rose set aflutter with a wonderful tale of love.
When I tell you my tale of love, dearest, does it not fill you with wonder?
Ah, yes. I wonder if it's true.
He told her of the birds and the bees, of the brooks and the meadows and trees.
When you were a boy, did your father tell you all about the birds and bees?
Yes, all except one important thing.
Perhaps I can tell you that.
You might try.
What is it?
Why do the swallows go back to Capistrano?
Rose of Washington Square.
Ah, Washington, lovely.
A flower so fair should blossom where the sun shines rose. For nature did not mean for you to blush unseen.
Why, Mr. Tremaine, do brides always blush?
When a rosy blush comes to their cheeks, it is for a cause.
What cause?
Cosmetics. Oh!
But be the queen of some fair garden.
To me, you are a queen.
And with a kiss, I could make you my king.
Why does every girl I kiss want to crown me?
Rose, I'll never depart.
Say you love me, my pet, and I'll never, never depart.
That's what Mother says about you.
That I'll always be faithful.
That you never go home.
But dwell in your heart, your love to care. I'll bring the sunbeams from the heavens to you.
Ah, the wonderful sunbeams. How healthy their vitamins keep us.
Yes, perhaps. But I fear I shall not be with you long.
You should get more B1.
And give you kisses that sparkle with dew.
Please accept this ring which sparkles like your eyes.
Ooh, a diamond.
I knew you'd be stuck on it.
A diamond? How could I be stuck on this stone?
It's paste.
My Rose of Washington Square.
Thank you. just an old acquaintance, just someone that you used to know. Once you couldn't be close enough to me, darling, recently you're so distant. I know you've made a new acquaintance. I feel it in my heart somehow. Never thought the day would come when I would say, I'm just an old acquaintance now. Never thought the day would come when I would say, I'm just an old acquaintance now. Oh, darling, can't you see what your love has done to me? I'm just an old acquaintance now.
And here with the Bobcats and the Pied Pipers is Bob Crosby.
This is the G.I. Jar, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive.
Jack, that's the G.I. Jive.
Rudely-toot, jump in your suit, make a salute.
Boots!
After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in the beautiful little cafe they call the Mess.
Jack, when you convalesce,
out of your seat, into the street, make with a feet.
Reach! Man alive, to give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive.
Jack, if you still survive, chuck all your junk back in the trunk. Fall on your bunk.
Clunk!
Soon you're counting G, but before you count to five, seems you're right back digging that G.I. Jive.
Mimi, did you always plan to go into pictures?
No, Bob. I'd always look forward to being just a housewife.
Well, with so many potential husbands in uniforms, where's a gal going to get a man?
Where's she going to get a house?
Well, I've heard some of the starlets live in their dressing rooms. How are things going over at Fairmont?
Wonderful. I can hardly believe I've finished my second picture.
Say, I got a brother over there. I wonder if you could put in a good word for him. I mean, in your spare time, of course.
I use my spare time for my hobbies.
So does my brother.
What are your hobbies, Mimi?
Back home, I used to collect miniatures.
Well, if you're really interested in miniatures, I can show you one you'll love.
Really? What is it?
Bob, show her your brain.
What kind of girls do you like, Bob? Simple or sophisticated?
Oh, I like girls who are just, oh, just kind of...
Just average?
just girls. Yeah.
Now you make him sound like a boy from the bluegrass country.
There must be a solid thrill to be down Kentucky Way during the Derby.
It is, Bob. All the best horses in the world run in our Kentucky Derby.
I've heard about that.
Well, they can't all be the best. Some of them lose.
My brother's heard about that.
Well, down Kentucky Way, it's not only the horses that break fast. Meanie got off to a flying start here in Hollywood.
Yeah, she made her first picture a month after she arrived in town.
You know, things rarely happen that Cinderella way in the legitimate theater.
Get him, Les. You're just fretting because we're not talking about your Broadway triumph.
Yeah, I've had them, too. The New York critic said of me, and I quote, "There was magic in Mr. Tremaine's performance."
What kind of magic, Les?
He made the audience disappear. Now let's see you disappear, Les, as Mimi and I discuss no love, no nothing.
No love, no nothing, until my baby comes home. No, sir, no nothing, as long as baby must roam.
I promised him I'd wait for him till even Hades froze. I'm lonesome, heaven knows. But what I said still goes.
No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep.
My heart's on striking, though it's like an empty honeycomb.
No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home.
No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one. I'm getting plenty of sleep.
My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb.
No love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home. No, sir, no, nothing till my baby comes home.
Ah, yes, sir, the pleasure was all mine, Mimi, all mine. Say, I hear that between shots on the picture and the Angels Sing over at Paramount that you have to attend school.
Yes, Bob, I have to go to school till I'm 18.
Can you imagine, Bob, keeping a Paramount starlet after school for not knowing a sentence without a verb?
There's no such thing as a sentence without a verb.
There sure is.
Let's hear it.
30 days.
I wouldn't want to teach a class of glamorous young girls. They're too hard to manage. I'd sooner try training a bunch of high-strung thoroughbred horses.
Oh, there's not much difference between a gal and a horse.
That explains some of your dates.
Now, don't you go saying anything about those horses.
Oh, I wouldn't. I think horses are noble. I think racing is a fine, clean sport.
Sure clean me.
But horses don't always lose, Bob.
Well, no, of course not. I once played a horse that started at 20 to 1 and came in the winner.
See?
The other horses didn't start till 1.
There are moments, Tremaine. Moments, for instance, right now when I just can't see you.
Well, as William Vaughn Moody said, baseness we will smite, but blindness we may forgive.
Imagine knowing William Vaughn Moody. Les, you're just never at a loss for the right phrase.
Oh, I can do it, too. Give a listen. There are times when I'm all forlorn, and times when joy attains my endeavor. There are times I wish that I had not been born, and times when I feel joy will last forever. Moody.
I wish there weren't any times when you get poetic mood.
Well, right now I'm in the mood for telling Mimi how glad we were to have her here this evening. You certainly were lovely, Mimi.
So was the evening, Bob.
Well, then let's round it out for you with the Pied Piper.
Yes, indeed.
shining hour, till I'm with you again. Like the lights of home before me, for an angel watching o'er me, this will be my shining hour.
Real life girl.
This rebroadcast of the Bob Crosby Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.